800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
That's exactly what he did, Carrie. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, let's see if I can say this whole next sentence without taking a breath.
No breaths.
Jake talked to our PR, public relations agents in Washington, D.C., and I told Jake, I said, just tell her to slow down for a minute. Let's try this. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that pro-murderers, choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Thank you. I'm curtsying. Folks, if you'd like to go to our website, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go ahead and take a look at us. And if you'd like to stare at us, you can go ahead and take a picture. It lasts longer. Woo! I feel good. Folks, you can go to my Bradley Dean Facebook, my page there, Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's double E. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. I got that really cool radio voice going on
today.
Yes,
you do. Keep it going.
All right. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Bark.
Wow.
Cool radio.
Folks, I'm getting caught up into this whole media frenzy deal. We've been talking about it since last Wednesday because of Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm. And a little incident.
Oh, and folks, I got some goodies today. I got some goodies today. Some of you people might already know this. Yesterday when we were talking about the Trayvon Martin and Bobby Rush to judgment and Pelosi's idioticness and her idioticies, boy, does she step in that horse puppy all the time. And she doesn't even know. It's like she's got a stinky container of cheese in her pocket, and she doesn't know it. She's trying to figure out what that smell is.
Woman,
and
you
everybody's
stink.
Looking at her like, you stank.
Gross.
It's totally gross. Totally gross. Horse pucky. Folks, I had shared with you. This is important. What Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, found out about what those that report the media, the channels that are used, the reporters, as they like to call themselves, the journalists, the propagandists. 47% of those that write the paper believe there's nothing wrong with adultery. That's against the law in this country. 76% of those that report or propagandize believe that there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. 90% of those that report, in which you get through the state-run media, believe that there's nothing wrong with aborting a baby. And then I gave some quotes yesterday as to what they said, not what I said. Richard Salent, for example, he said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. It's the same way you're getting it today, folks. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Walter Cronkite, former CBS news anchor. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS, said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Wow. The New York Times has deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view, Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times. And Barbara Wawa, she said the news media is in general, are liberals. Oh, you think? Folks, what I want to do today, now for those that didn't know, that listen to the Sons of Liberty, I am Bradley Dean, who is suing Rachel Maddow for defamation and false light for taking a radio piece and omitting 1 minute from the center of that radio piece and then running the two ends concurrent and then throwing it out there saying that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals. Now, for all that don't know, Rachel Maddow is a news anchor, propagandist that works for MSNBC. Now, I hope I'm ringing a bell and making a link between that and George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. What just broke yesterday, folks, is MSNBC did the same exact thing to Mr. George Zimmerman. They're trying to create, inadvertently, on purpose, civil war. The race war. We see this administration proclaiming the race card as the answer to divide and conquer for everything that he wants to do. And by the way, that's what he is doing. Regardless if you like that or not, that's exactly what he's doing. Know him by his fruit. That's right. Now, I'm going to play a piece for you right after the break, and I'm going to play the similarities with MSNBC as to what they did to George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case, because they omitted important information. And by the way, if you go back to the riots in L.A., through the Rodney King case, and even O.J. Simpson case, CNN giving the black response and the white response, folks, this is important information, and this is going to blow you away. I'm going to play that piece right when we get back. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, we were talking about Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. And I'm getting pulled into this whole thing. Because the more things surface concerning this case, the better it gets. Because we knew it was a fabricated lie in the first place,
yeah.
And we knew it was nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, they did this with Rodney King. A lot of information was withheld from the public, mm-hmm. and they kept playing over and over and over and over, the cops hitting him, but they didn't tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've seen the riots in Los Angeles in the 90s because of that. That's what was...
Yep. That was afterwards.
That's why it was all perpetrated.
It was all perpetrated. Yep. Those riots would not have existed if it wasn't for the media.
That's right.
Period.
And then they tried the same thing with O.J. Simpson in CNN. After the case, they came out and they said white response and black response. Folks, dangerous business. Let's go back over to this Zimmerman NBC piece. And then we're going to play our piece for you just to show you how they actually contrive their stories. And let me say it again. Stories they are. NBC has launched an internal probe after running an edited version of the 911 call from George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed Trayvon Martin. That made Zimmerman sound racist. Well, sure, that's what they wanted to make it sound.
And
so why don't we go ahead and play this piece really quick? It's real quick, folks. But look what they did. This is their piece that was tailor-made. For
this
NBC.
Guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie.
Okay, go ahead and play it again. This is NBC's piece.
Like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie.
Okay, now that was the piece that NBC tailor-made for the people.
Mm-hmm.
That is creating the division that's going on in our country. And by the way, that's their objective.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's play the piece from the 911 call that was unedited. Check this out, folks.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Ooh, that sounds a little bit different than what NBC tailored, wasn't it? Go ahead and play that edited piece from NBC again. Listen to this, folks.
This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black.
Oh. Did you see what he was wearing?
Oh,
yeah, a dark hoodie.
What about the centerpiece?
What about the question? Wasn't there a question?
There was. That wasn't important, though, I guess. Okay, now go to the real piece that was unedited when he called into 911. This is George Zimmerman.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Oh.
I don't know if he is or not, but he looks like it.
That just don't work.
Mm-mm. The guy's Hispanic in the first place. This is the stupidest.
I just kind of letting everybody kind of get this. Because Carrie called me last night and said, Bradley, did you hear the piece? Folks,
mm-hmm.
NBC is real good at this. Real good.
That's
I mean, they had America thinking for about 2 minutes that I was calling for the execution of the homosexuals. When I said the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Well, guess what they just conveniently omitted? What I said in context. Now, I heard yesterday that if this Zimmerman gets his horse pucky together, he's going to be a very wealthy man when he figures out that the media is responsible for him being hunted down like a dog. And by the way, again, that was part of the plan. Well, the DOJ just happens to forget about the law when the Black Panthers are calling for a hit on Zimmerman without the facts. And then you have these other jokers out there like Roseanne Chubby Bar, taking the address of Zimmerman's parents and throwing it up online with Spike Lee.
Even though it was the wrong address.
It was the wrong address, and praise God it was the wrong address. But this, again, I said this over the last couple of days, this is dangerous, folks.
Yes. To the extent,
this is
though,
dangerous.
The reason I bring that up is it was the wrong address. They threatened somebody else's life that wasn't
right.
Even related to this, let alone the
left.
Person.
And they left. That's exactly right. And so now here we are today. George Zimmerman's literally running for his life,
yep,
because of the media and the way, in the manner that they contrived his execution.
Yep.
For real, that's what it comes down to.
There's a hate crime.
Oh my gosh, is that a hate crime? And isn't it interesting, Trayvon's mom and his dad are in D.C.
Yep.
Contriving how they can come up with a new hate law, folks. You're right. You are guilty as charged. You are guilty as charged. Folks, after my situation with MSNBC, the death threats that came towards me, the things that they said about me, taking my house and putting it up online, and then taking my physical address and putting it up online, you want to talk about a hate crime? Bring it on! Bring it on! Big time! Folks, if we had any lawyers and attorneys out there with a backbone just a little bit, we can already see who's contriving hate crimes in the first place. If it's not Barney Frank, the pedophile himself, passing all these supposed hate crimes along with Jared Polis and Kevin Jennings trying to queerify the elementary, they're the perpetrators, folks. And the media in this situation are responsible for what Zimmerman and his family are going through right,
right
now. And Trayvon's parents should know better, that they're being used by a bunch of political hacks. That's it. The guy, his dad, George Zimmerman's dad, he can't even go to work.
Yeah.
Because the Black Panthers put a hit out on him.
Because of hate.
Folks, that's crime. That's criminal. Where are the conservatives blowing this from the top of the house, huh? Wow. And here we sit back and say, oh, it's great. It's entertaining. I know, but it's not you and it's not That's your right. wife and your family, house. Is it? And America sits back and they like to go along for the ride. They don't care. I care. This is crime, folks. And it's crime it's crime that's been contrived from those in this administration from the top all the way down to their little minions through the media. And here we are. I told Stephanie, my wife, after all this happened, I said, I didn't have anything. I feel for this guy. I'm not worried about it. Bring it on. You want to threaten me? Then bring it on. But this little man, he shot in self-defense, and they're putting him and his family on the line so far as they're the ones that need to be jailed, and yet they're calling for Zimmerman to be jailed. And at this point, they know that the media has contrived all of this, guys. Those that reported this and edited this, they should be charged criminally.
Yes.
Come on.
Perpetrators.
Completely in every sense of the word.
Yep. If you take that light that you just brought and that was just brought, which was completely stupid, but this is how stupid they operate.
It's not stupid, you can Jake. Take it's them, purposed.
You can take them, but I'm saying the sheer ignorance. Like, we weren't going to find out the full 911 call. When you get so emboldened in your sin, which is what you see right now, you see it through Eric Holder, you see it through Obama, you see it through this regime and the media pundits that work their stuff for them. You see they get emboldened in their pride. They get stupid. We come out with the full coverage of it. What do you think that motivated that? And they'll say, well, it wasn't hate. This is not First Amendment. No. There is no freedom to do this. You just explained who's under fire right now, who's under attack, who's being hunted down like a dog or a rabbit.
Literally.
He is, his entire family. Well, we don't know that for sure. Yes, he is.
You know what's also interesting about this whole mess with NBC? They're taking up Trayvon's picture as a little kid.
Yep, that's right. When he's a little boy.
They're not using him at the age of 17 years old, hooded up like a stinking hoodlum.
There's no truth being reported
None
in any
at all.
Of this. He was taller
Folks,
than...
Folks, you know, and the thing is this individual, and by the way, there are people getting around Zimmerman right now, and praise God for it, but what he needs to do is he needs to find himself an attorney and go after these people yep. with a vengeance.
Yep, and once he's acquitted, that is exactly what's going to happen.
This
it's
is going to
fall right back on top of him.
And that's what's happening right now. But now what they're saying is they're coming back out and saying, you know, the mama gets out there and she says, my child and his reputation, they trying to ruin his reputation with what? Truth? Because it doesn't work for you?
That's right.
My gosh, lady. If your kid's responsible for attacking somebody that has a bag, an empty bag with weed in it, don't you think you might look into bringing things to the light a little more and maybe saying, hey, let's stop this Zimmerman stuff? Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break, and things are just getting heated up. Stay tuned.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn & Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, now this has happened a couple times, talking about George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin and the fabricated story coming out against Zimmerman without all the facts, mm-hmm. and then NBC went and conveniently edited a little bit of a piece out of there to make it sound like or try to make the accusation or the presumption that Zimmerman was a racist mm-hmm. when, in fact, he's Hispanic, folks. Just to kind of...
Not white Hispanic.
No, no.
We're talking this man is Hispanic.
Well, dude, if they would have had a black man there, they would have tried to make him white, too, in this
exactly.
case.
If they yeah. would have had an Obama there who had a white mother and yeah. a black father, yeah. they would have said he's white.
That's right.
But that didn't work, so I guess he's black because he's a black father.
That's right. Now, I want to say this because this is going to take some by surprise. But if you remember right, ABC... Years back when Matthew Shepard, that whole lie was contrived. Remember what hate crimes was derived
yep.
from?
Yep.
Matthew Shepard had nothing to do with his sexual orientation, folks. It was about drugs. Had nothing to do with his sexual orientation. ABC would not go along with it. And by the way, Matthew Shepard, the homosexuals, tried to tag their little train onto the James Byrd, the black man that was dragged mm-hmm. to the street and decapitated. They tried to link their sin on the backs of the blacks to the color of their skin. Black folks don't like that, folks. Well, ABC, I high-five them for the first time around. Now, the second time around, ABC came in and did an enhanced picture of Zimmerman getting out of the police car. And I'll let you go ahead and hear the rest of this. Go ahead and play that. So high-five to ABC for doing the right thing.
So we took that video, we enhanced it, we redigitized it to find what we think is the clearest, sharpest image yet of what may have happened that night, revealing for the first time what appeared to be a pair of gashes or welts on George Zimmerman's head. This video, enhanced exclusively for ABC News, shows even more clearly the first moments after George Zimmerman arrived at the Sanford Police Department just after shooting Trayvon Martin. The entire raw video obtained by ABC News and clarified by Forensic Protection, Inc. sharpens the video from this to this. The sharper video now appearing to show some form of mark or gash on the back of Zimmerman's head. A police report from that night describes blood on the back of his head and his nose.
Enhanced videos are used by law enforcement to identify individuals, injuries. Well, what you're able to see in this enhanced video is marks on the back of Mr. Zimmerman's head.
Overnight, Orlando station WKMG obtained dispatch audio as emergency responders canceled the second ambulance called to take Zimmerman to the hospital.
Cancel second rescue up.
And as the clamor for Zimmerman's arrest grows, thousands crowded into this Miami park late Sunday for a rally, chanting,
"Justice for Trayvon."
And in their demand for justice, the family of Trayvon Martin, Josh, is now calling on the Department of Justice to investigate the first state attorney involved in this case. He was the one who rejected the police recommendation to charge Zimmerman with manslaughter.
Interesting.
Josh. And why? Do we know why they rejected?
Good for
him
ABC.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
And good for the. I want to know why it was rejected that he be tried for manslaughter. We don't talk about that.
I get what the black communities are doing, Jake. I do, folks. But you have to have the facts on your side if you want something called justice, because truth and justice work hand in glove.
Otherwise, that's going to boomerang effect, and you're going to get oppressed by the same thing that you're willing to lie and cover up for.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why MLK, each time he marched, he said, listen, black power is just as tyrannical as white power. Yeah. Because soon you give your power over to somebody called a lie, which is not truth. I'm looking at the picture.
Then you hand your sovereignty to the government.
Exactly. Yes. And you think they have love for you if they're willing to lie? No.
No.
It's just like
by the way, what's important to understand here, folks, is on this video, that was Al Sharpton. He's an anchor for MSNBC. Just keep that in mind. That's the one calling for justice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep in mind, they were also the ones that edited the tape that put Zimmerman's life and his family's life at stake. Don't forget that, folks. Some folks are going to be in some serious trouble when the day's over here.
And this is where it comes in next. An accessory to a crime is somebody that perpetrates a crime, somebody who makes up a law. It goes to the fundamental value that says thou shalt not bear false witness. Don't bear false witness. When you give false witness, the Bible says that you should be tried for the very same crime that you're accusing another of.
So do our courts.
They should. That's exactly right. That's the premise of law. Why? Because if a man goes and lies and fabricates, which is exactly what the media is doing, I can't find a picture of this young man, Trayvon Williams, a real accurate picture of what he looks like today. Yeah. All I find is the old ones, you know, like his eighth grade football pictures or something like that.
Yeah.
This guy was he was taller.
He was a wannabe gangbanger, and he was dressed like a gangbanger, and he had gold teeth. The gold teeth and the whole shebang.
But you know
folks,
what?
They're not using that picture. They're using his little kid picture.
That's right.
The victim status.
Yep. He could look like just
I feel for
boy.
His mom and his dad, but my gosh, folks, right is right and wrong is wrong.
Yeah, what you don't feel for, though, is somebody willing to bend what is right when it's actually wrong to say that it is right, and then take that, which is truth, and bend it down to a lie. Of course we feel sorry for the victims. Of course, I don't like any racial crimes. Of course, all of that. That goes without saying. But this is an issue of truth.
Yeah.
And if
don't let them lie better than you know how to hold up the truth, folks.
Exactly. And don't think they're going to help you. Don't think there's any love. They're going to chew this family up and spit it out just as quick.
And hopefully in court, they're going to win the day.
That's exactly. Because
he's got to get there, though.
It's a grand jury. That's the thing about this whole thing. There has been no trial, nothing.
No facts.
The only evidence we have is the evidence that the police did not keep him in custody and would not charge him.
Yeah.
But then a month later, the media gets involved.
No, because they concentrated their efforts towards that one thing, and I guarantee you they rehearsed how they were going to do it and what they were going to do to make it work. But what's happening now, the facts are coming out, and it's not working for their agenda, and an agenda it is.
And here's proof of the agenda. The same newspaper, the Orlando Sentinel, two gentlemen, teenage gentlemen, beat down, well, I should say 20 and under, two gentlemen beat down another man with a hammer, a 50-year-old man, two younger people. It was put in the paper that both of the attackers are about 20 years old. One is 5 feet 8, wearing a blue denim shorts. He was not wearing a shirt. The second was 5 feet 10, blah, 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 blah. You're like, okay, great, somebody got beat. What they purposely left out in the same newspaper that pushed all this Trevon stuff and Zimmerman's a racist and whatnot. Well, they didn't say Zimmerman's a racist, but that's what they're implying. They take these two men.
Well, they
who
are
were
saying
black.
That, Jake.
I'm saying, yeah. But they're not saying like
they were
Zimmerman
trying to make him out to be that. And
racial
accusations
profiling.
Have already been slung.
That's right. Racial profiling.
Isn't
so
that
what are they doing?
Isn't that what they're accusing him of doing? Is the very things they're doing to him?
Accuse him of what we're guilty of. Quick, throw it on them so it doesn't hit us first.
Totally.
These two men that just killed this white man happened to both be black, but purposely it was withheld. Their skin color, everything about them in the press. The same paper that printed about Trevon and an Hispanic who was defending himself with a gun.
Yep.
It shows plain as the day is long, as
the nose
on your face. Thank you. That this is completely perpetrated. And what people don't understand is, well, gosh, we're still getting worked up about this. Yes, this is called being an accessory to a crime.
This is
that's perpetrated.
Love. And this is called loving our neighbors as ourselves. It's called looking out for each other, folks.
Yep.
Because whatever happens to Zimmerman happens to us at length.
And you don't see that at the end. Even if you try to embrace the other side and condemn Zimmerman with people that are supposedly on your side today, look, a liar is a liar. You're not going to change that in him. If he lies to help you one day, he's not going to stop lying, and there's going to be another day where you are going to regret ever getting into the realm of this liar.
How do you work? How do you lie for
you
somebody?
Don't. That's why justice has to be where it's set, and justice, the author of justice is God, who does not change. That's why we trust God and God's standard of what God said, not man.
That's right.
We can't
because
get off
when
that.
We trust man, this is what happens.
Exactly. You know,
this is the outcome. We got Nicole online. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, thank you for taking my phone call. I just had to call and make a quick comment as you guys are talking about this Trevon case. Because, of course, like everyone else, I was hearing about it on the radio. So I, of course, had to go look to see what this, you know, boy looked like that was, you know, supposedly killed. So I Google searched his name. And, you know, of course, that picture pops up of him, of when he's 10 years old, and then the picture of, you know, the Hispanic guy next to him.
Yep.
And when I first looked it up, I was thinking to myself, who is this guy that they have next to him? Because it didn't even register in my mind that that would have been his killer. I was looking for a white guy.
Yeah, there's something wrong with your connection.
This guy was clearly Hispanic.
Take a breath. There's something wrong with your connection. But I got the most of it. But what were you saying? What was the gist of what you were saying?
Oh, I basically was just saying the fact that I was going online to look at the case. And one of the two pictures popped up, because you know how if you go online and look, it shows all the pictures of Trevon and the guy next to him that, you know, shot him.
Yep.
I didn't even register in my mind that that was the killer, because I was clearly going online to look for a white man.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, who is this guy in this picture next to him?
Yep.
And it just goes to show how the media had totally played it out. And when you guys are talking about how basically, they're right alongside. They need to be criminally prosecuted.
Totally.
In this case, I mean, that's right on.
Totally. And you know,
they do need to be.
They totally do. And let me tell you why, Nicole. Because if it was you doing it, they would make sure that you were criminally prosecuted.
Totally.
And here's the fact. You didn't have to contrive it, but they would be right there to mandate that it was done. Justice was done.
Yeah.
They contrive it. And I'll tell you why they do it. Because they think they're above the law. That's why. And if people would understand they are not above the law and that they're held to be held accountable and that there is consequence for jeopardizing and putting a target on the back of an individual that very well may be innocent in this situation, they need to be held criminally in every sense of the word. Now, folks, I got to take a break. Thank you for your call, Nicole. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to go online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter. And outside of that, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, give you a final couple words here. And what we're going to do is tomorrow, I'm going to play the piece as to what they had did in my situation, and you'll see a strong comparison. Crazy stuff, folks. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We just checked Trayvon Martin's tweet. No limit nigga. That's what his tweet is, if you'd like to check it out. No limit nigga. Sounds like a godly young man.
Yeah. Not looking for trouble.
Throwing gang signs up on his tweet. Rather interesting. Huh. But that's not the picture they're using, folks.
Oh, what about the 10-year-old boy that likes
to
play football?
Yeah, a little smiley, cool kid, and he probably was a really cool kid. That started going the wrong direction.
Yep.
All right.
Because of people like the media
that
do what they do to push their message to people like Trayvon.
Sure.
But don't claim any responsibility for that media.
Back to the responsibility of the media. Freedom of speech does not permit them to break the law, folks. And they are breaking the law. We're going to take this quick phone call. Kelly on line one. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. When I was just thinking when you were going back to when you had mentioned the Matthew Shepard case, and I thought that it was very interesting in both cases with this Trayvon Martin thing and with the Matthew Shepard case, how the media is the one that's perpetrating and getting involved in both cases. And you had mentioned equating, you know, the homosexual lifestyle sin with the color of their skin, which is absolutely correct. But what's interesting, too, is that in the Matthew Shepard case, his killer was known to be bisexual. So how could that be a hate crime if he himself never had had admitted to not having problems with gay people, and if he had admitted around him that he was bisexual?
That's a high five to ABC for not going along with it then. And that was
definitely
my point, Yep,
and I just think that, the point is that it's sad what happened. Nobody wants anyone to get killed. And in Matthew Shepard's case, he was completely innocent. He didn't attack anybody.
He probably
but it
shouldn't.
Was not
he probably
on that
shouldn't.
Account. It was completely probably, on the.
He probably shouldn't be putting his hand on other guys' legs, though. Neither. I don't know where he assumed that he was just going to go ahead and do it and get away with it, but he did it. So
yes,
if you want to look at who did
the
assaulting, it was Matthew.
Out on drugs and beat up somebody else too later, but the media didn't want to report on that either.
Nope, they sure didn't.
One story, one agenda, one accessory to crimes that are happening every day in our country.
And there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun, folks. Same stories, different days.
Yep. You got one of the greatest.
Thank you for your call, Kelly.
One of the greatest rights we have is the freedom of speech in this country. But see how you can take the greatest thing, distort it, and pervert it, and it can be one of the worst, most destructive things in this country. Freedom of speech is not twisting and distorting the truth.
Yes.
You're not free to do that.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mm-hmm. That's the furthest thing from the truth, folks. Words cause wars, and words end wars.
Yep. So everything starts. It starts with your... Here, this too. Freedom of speech does not give you the permission in any way, shape, or form. John Locke said that freedom is found in the confines of the law.
Amen.
Freedom of speech does not give you the right to just speak whatever you want to. So we bought that lie back early on, if you guys remember, when music started coming out. And certain artists wanted to be able to swear and show their bodies in their videos, and they say that that's freedom of speech. That's not freedom.
No,
that's
not.
Lasciviousness.
Do you remember
it's
when,
destructive.
Do you remember back in the 80s they had that big hairy bear named Dee Snider from Twisted Sister?
Oh, yeah, and he testified in court, pulled out his little note card on hers.
Because Gore was after him.
Yeah.
And he went in there, and it was like, oh, my gosh, dude. I don't think that you're helping the cause. You're making it worse. But he wanted to go in there and advocate for his rights to promote sex.
That's right.
Drugs.
That's right.
Murder.
Right.
My gosh, people.
But don't take any responsibility for anything that happens as a result of your lyrics to promote sex, drugs, or murder.
I'll tell you where the laws are enforced. Aim them at the president.
Yeah.
Go ahead and start rapping against the president like that and see how far it goes.
Yeah.
Then you'll see what matters to this administration. You better not say it about me. But, oh, no, that case over there, that's great.
Yep.
That works for us.
That's right.
It's lovely.
Yep.
Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is only found in what the law permits.
Mm-hmm.
I love that train of thought.
Yeah.
There's so much in that.
And so, because the law protects liberty.
Yep.
So if you're within the confines of the law, there's liberty. This analogy is simple. It needs to be reiterated over and over and over. The importance of what law is. Law isn't just a choice that you make one day and then another day you choose not to follow it. That's not really law, nor do you develop any type of liberty. That's exactly what we talked about before with the musicians. That's called lasciviousness. That's called pushing things that are destructive to society. Give it a decade and let it happen in your country, and then pretty soon everybody doesn't even... Truth is foreign to them now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's freedom of speech, isn't it? I mean, they got... Yeah, I know, it's wrong and they shouldn't say it, but, you know, they got the liberty to do that. They're the press, right? No, they don't. They have no liberty to lie. There's laws that protect that.
And isn't it interesting, the stories they want to sell, if they can't sell the story, they contrive the story as to the story that they wanted to sell. And by the way, they do that all the time as well. The story's already written. They just need to find somebody to do it for them.
Yep.
Now, if you go back and you think about it, they're always looking, if it bleeds, it leads. Mm-hmm. That's what they're always looking for. They love to talk about murder. They just love it. I just want to kind of take a step back here and ask all the networks across the country, especially you conservatives, which for the most part are absolutely worthless and good for nothing, where are you standing up for justice in this situation that you would allow this to go on, especially when you have the power to bring about the change? That's what we're doing. We're taking responsibility, and we're saying, no, we want justice too. If Zimmerman's wrong and he committed a crime, we want justice.
Yep.
If Trayvon is guilty for what he did, we want justice. You know what? And if that's the case, justice has been done. And that's all I'm looking for is right and truth. And we know that we're not getting this.
That's right.
And I don't know how many different ways to spin it, folks.
If the media lies to become an accessory of
which they did.
Certain crimes against George Zimmerman,
they created
then we want
the
justice.
Crime in this case, Jake.
That's right. Then we want justice. We want it for the media. We want justice for Zimmerman. We want justice for Trayvon. Justice is what is important here. The facts, as they be true in evidence, are going to support justice. But when you create and you whoop up some kind of a story in your little ball because this is going to work for you, and then politicians, it's so plain to see.
It's bad.
And anytime Jesse Jackson goes and speaks somewhere, gee, I wonder what it's really about. It's about him getting more mileage to stay in the press. That's it.
That's it.
There's no love for these people.
Dude, there's no love for Jesse Jackson, dude. There's
no love for him. And then you look
he's
at a man
a
like...
He's such a wannabe, dude.
You look
sick.
Like a man like Eric Holder. Who's already, we understand what he's doing through running guns down through Mexico. Yeah. We understand Fast and Furious.
This, a great
Let's
point.
Talk about justice.
Great point. He's the Justice Department right. breaking the law, creating yep. the crime so he can bring down the law on the innocent.
But calling for justice.
He wants to commit the crime and then yep. throw the blame on somebody else. Well, then again, Obama's been doing that since he's been in the office. He's got to find somebody to blame.
Mm-hmm.
But this reflects everything within this administration.
Yep.
What you see in Florida right now is, I guarantee you, who's at the helm? This administration in one form or another.
Well, they said they reached out to the Department of Justice, right?
Sure.
That's who they're calling on because the
a
state already
later.
Didn't prosecute. The state already didn't do anything. They had the facts. They were the cops. It was just like what you brought up in the last case of the young man who they tried to say it was hate crimes. The detective said this was not about his sexual orientation, period. It's about two kids and drugs and a fight. That's what it was about. Al Sharpton goes and calls for justice while his network lies and contrives. I mean, how much more plainer does it get? Their justice, they think in their mind, yeah. is really justice for their cause at all cost. And their cause is not truth. Hey, if truth is on their cause, then they'll take it.
Yep.
But if it's not, it doesn't matter because it's Here. About their cause and not the truth.
Let me show you how far and how willing they are to attempt to prove their lawless point. A Melbourne Beach man upset by the Trayvon Martin shooting investigation was arrested Friday, accused of sending a profanity-laced threatening email to Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee Jr.
Can I bring something up?
Yes.
Now, why in the world would that man send that type of text to Bill Lee Jr.?
Because he's encouraged to do it by this administration.
That's exactly right. And the media.
That's right.
Would that death threat wouldn't have existed. Now you've got, good for you, media. This is what you've got going on right now. Death threats. And folks, you can't sit by idle because those death threats will be aimed at you in your silence. But those that are speaking up, God bless you because you're the only reason that we have liberty in this country and that we'll continue to maintain that liberty.
The Seminole County deputies began investigating Thursday after 68-year-old John Carnduff Stewart, sent an 8:23 a.m. email to Lee with the subject line, "Coming after you," the sheriff's office said. "You and your family deserve to be hunted down and shot like a dog, just like Trayvon Martin." Deputies said Stewart wrote, he called the Sanford Police Department bigoted, hello, folks, and unprofessional.
Sounds pretty emboldened, doesn't it?
It sure does,
calling
man.
Calling law enforcement.
As they're using the oppressed people as a political battering ram for their own agenda, empowering what? The offset? Yeah. The have-nots to what? Give them power to have what the haves got.
Yep.
Right? I have more weapons than your entire police department, and I would love to use some of them to take you down, the email says. Stewart ended his message, deputies say, with his home address.
Pretty emboldened.
Wow. I wonder if he had Eric Holder over for breakfast that morning.
Yeah.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. If you'd like to check us out again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check me out on Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Double E. See ya.
We are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons.